Welcome back to the favorite program of humanoids everywhere in existence. We're going to do the sports segment now. Let's get the important stuff out of the way first, the real sports, before I start opening my flap. Tom?
Yes.
That's your cue.
Anything in particular you'd like to know about?
Just anything that you deem as important.
Well, let's see.
Thank you very much for that. Now, what we're going to be getting... No,
the courts have decided that Shelley Sterling can sell the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. All right. The Brewers lost last night, and they are in the hunt for David Price, apparently. David Price of the Tampa Bay Rays, star pitcher. The Rays are looking to possibly trade him because he's going to get very expensive next year.
I believe if they hit him with a trank gun, they could go ahead and just take him.
I think that they're going to have to send the Rays much of what's left in their farm system in order to get the deal done, if in fact it does happen. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. He's scheduled to pitch against the Brewers down in Tampa tomorrow.
So it's his audition.
Well, I'm willing to bet he's going to get scratched. He won't start tomorrow because of the trade deadline coming up, and they're going to make a deal with somebody.
A few years ago, the Brewers are playing the Astros at Miller Park. The Astros are a terrible team. They're in last place. And you know, as the trade deadline goes, they're willing to sell off or trade their best players. In the middle of the game, someone from the Astros dugout begins signaling to their star center fielder, "Come in, come back." They're taking him out of the game, like in between batters, in like the fifth inning of the game.
Don't want the guy to get hurt when there's a trade.
Because he's been traded. They've just finalized a trade, and they call him into the dugout. So you're going to the Phillies tonight.
So like in the movie Moneyball, the guy was on the phone during the game. They closed the deal. And they said, bring him off the field so somebody doesn't bean him.
Right. It'll be very interesting to see if David Price moves from the Rays locker room to the Brewers locker room tomorrow.
That would be hilarious, right in the middle of the game. Say, hey, guess what? We got you a new jersey. Really? What's it? No, this is it. Oh, okay.
Brewers have some history of doing this. They traded for CeCe Sabathia a few years ago at the trade deadline. They traded for Zach Greinke a few years ago at the trade deadline.
You realize what I'd like to see? I'd like to see him come off the field as a Ray and go back on the field as a Brewer. That would be hilarious.
That won't happen.
I know, but baseball, come on, that would be funny.
Back when teams played more doubleheaders, there have been cases where trades have been worked out between games in a doubleheader. I believe there is one case of a guy who played for one team at the start of a doubleheader.
That has happened.
And then was playing for the other team in the second game of the doubleheader.
That's awesome.
Quite a long time ago, but it did happen,
That's awesome. Now, I wouldn't want to be that guy. It would be very awkward all of a sudden. But
these guys at this
sports
point,
in sports, that would be very cool.
In the big leagues, these guys realize this is a business. They could be cut or traded at any time.
They are nothing but a commodity. They are the team's prostitutes, and the coaches are nothing but the pimps.
Well, it's a break for the Brewers that they won't have to face.
Bring me my money. That's what it is.
They won't have to face one of the toughest pitchers in the league on Wednesday in a game that they really do need to win. The Brewers have to play better on this road trip if they want to stay in first place.
All right. Tom mentioned, L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling has been attempting to block the estranged wife, Shelley, from selling the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, $2 billion. Yesterday, a judge ruled in favor of Shelley, saying she had the authority to remove her husband as a trustee after two doctors determined he had signs of Alzheimer's and was incapable of making business decisions. Donald can appeal the case, but he can't delay the sale from going forward in the meantime. So Shelley says she expects everything to go through by August 15th. Now, if with that ruling, if Sterling is involved in any other contract negotiations...
Not valid if you're not mentally sound. Right.
That's going to booger up every other business deal he's got. Speaking of deals, remember LeBron James said that he would not go back and take Michael Jordan's number?
LeBron James wore number 23 when he was originally with Cleveland, changed his number when he went to Miami, now
to
going
six.
Back to Cleveland. And, he had said in the past that the NBA should retire the number 23 for all teams because Michael Jordan wore it.
And apparently because the NBA didn't pay any attention to him, he's now said he's going to be going back to number 23 when he goes to the Cavs.
And Jordan said yesterday he's fine with that.
I don't mind. I've got underwear commercials.
I think this is not as big a deal as people are making it out to be.
Here's one for you from the world of sports and the world of culture and everything else. How do you feel about the NFL's two-game suspension of running back Ray Rice? Ray Rice knocked out his wife.
Yeah, we talked about that while you were on vacation.
Oh, you did? Okay,
all
right. Okay.
I think I think he should be fired from football and never allowed to play.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but the NFL, a two-game suspension certainly is enough, although the NFL trotted out one of their vice presidents on the talk shows yesterday and said, yes, it is, and we definitely don't agree with the domestic violence, but we feel that a two-game suspension is warranted, and that's...
Half $1 million is what it's going to cost him, a little more than half a mil because of the two-game suspension. I believe he should be taken off the team, fired, and no other team should ever hire him to play. If they want him to bring water into the team or carry towels or pick up jock straps off the locker room floor, that's fine. But to play, he wasted his opportunity. He struck a woman so hard, he knocked her out.
And she, of course, in her infinite wisdom, wants the case dropped.
Right, and she
so,
went ahead
go figure.
She went ahead and married this D-bag.
So if it does go through the legal system, which it has,
right.
The legal system weighs in on it, and there's some punishment involved there,
right. You
believe that an added punishment by his employer should be an ultimate ban from the game?
Yes, because it's not like he goes to work and he works in a cubicle and he is shuffling papers. He has the dream job. He is playing in the NFL. That is the brass ring. It is the lottery of athletes. There are thousands of young men that want to play in the NFL. Thousands. And there's probably 30 or 40 of them that are just as good as this punk that could take his place. And he defiled the sport. And
I'm not suggesting there shouldn't be some punishment.
No, he shouldn't have the opportunity to have the dream job. You should respect it. You should have honor. You should have some integrity. And you should have some appreciation for how special it is.
Which crimes would that cover then? All crimes?
We'd kick this around. What if it was the No Felon League? What if that if you have a felony? We said this last week, or at least I just put this out there. I'm not sure if it would work or not. But if you're a felon, we take away rights from you. You can't vote if you're a felon. You can't have a firearm if you're a felon.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold certain licenses for private businesses if you're a felon. What if the NFL says if you're a felon, if you're a convicted felon of whatever that crime is, you're not acceptable to play in this league?
I'd go along with that.
It would thin out a lot of rosters.
I think it would. It definitely would. All right, there it is. There's sports. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back.
Actually, I recently got a fake tattoo on my arm, which was cool. I got one of those iron-on kinds. It's cool. It's a flaming skull inside a giant red bird mark. It's really... I'm fly. I actually have one good thing going on. I recently wrote... You know, the biggest selling book last year, nonfiction book, was Children's Letters to God. You guys know that book? Children's Letters to God. Huge seller. I actually got commissioned to write the sequel to that book. So it's very exciting. I'm really excited. It's a lot of money. It's such a sweet project. It's called Children's Letters to Satan, and I'd like to just share a little with you tonight, just a couple of these. The first one. Dear Satan, you are a very bad and evil man. I would like a train set and a bicycle. I hate you. Love, Timmy McGain. Dear Satan, Mom says I can't give you my soul. Can I still have the pony anyways? Love, Johnny Lee. Last one. Dear Satan, our arrangement has superseded my grandest expectations. Thanks, Matt Damon. P.S. I would like a train set and a bicycle.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.